Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The other day in France, there's a guy, a Jewish guy, walking along with a yarmulke on in one of the suburbs of Paris. Gang of people, Islamic refugees, saw him, beat him. He got away, he ran away, and they chased him onto railroad tracks, and he was hit by a train. A little while ago, a refugee was hired by a woman, a Jewish woman, to do some work. He smoked some marijuana, and he threw her out the window and killed her. It took several years. A French court acquitted him and said that he didn't do it with intent because he'd been smoking marijuana. You know, France has got to get a grip. In Paris, unlike the United States, the inner cities and the impoverished areas tend to be in the city, and the suburbs tend to be more affluent. It's the other way around in Paris. In Paris, the city itself is very affluent, and it's the suburbs that have really become very, very distressed areas. We had some of this in the United States back last year when there was that brief war in the Gaza Strip, and Iranian-backed terrorists launched 4,000 missiles into Israel, and then they responded. There were gangs of people who were Islamic immigrants in New York and LA who went into restaurants and beat up Jewish people who were eating. Let me tell you something. You cannot assimilate jihad. There are very many fine people who are Muslims who don't practice jihad, but there's a lot of them who do. And all you're doing in immigration, in bringing in people from Islamic cultures, is to import sectarian murder. So France had better wake up. And this business, this elderly woman thrown out of the window because a guy's smoking weed and that exonerates him, that's a very sick society. They have got to come correct with some respect over there. Well, we're going to the lines. Chris, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Chris?
Good morning. Hey, I just listened to an audio book last night, Mind Effed. And okay. it relates to why the Republicans hold the power over the people that are their base. It uses algorithms and everything else.
Okay, and just boil it down for us, Chris. What's the conclusion? Why do they hold sway over their base?
Because over in Britain, the military was dropping leaflets and whatnot for propaganda. And then some smart young guy came in and said, you can do this a whole lot better. And he started writing algorithms and using social media and all kinds of things like that. And it came down to the point where he could guess using social media and algorithms what the likelihood of somebody voting Democratic or Republican would be, down to like 94%.
Yeah, you're making a good point, you know, and that's what they do on Facebook now. And Facebook is somewhat complicit in this, selling ads that are directed to people with extreme views. And then what they will do is, it's not just that they'll link up the ad, but you'll have like a preference profile. They'll say, okay, this guy's a right-wing nut, maybe he'd like this. And they are complicit in this, and they claim that they are cutting back on it. I don't believe them for a minute because they're getting good revenue on this. But Chris is making a good point, and that is this. Before the rise of social media in the mid to late 90s, you could hand out pamphlets, you could put ads in newspapers, you could, you know, put on TV commercials. There wasn't as much negative back then. Everybody, and including myself and everybody listening to me, occasionally has an opinion about something or somebody that's really, really violent and really, really nasty. And, you know, you don't like that person and this, that, and the other thing. But you didn't have social media when I was growing up to vent it. Now everybody has social media. And so you can go on a newspaper article and you read the thread and it'll make you gag. The thread of some of these comments. I mean, I saw one where it was just a very, very bland and wonderful story. A couple were celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. They were 91 or 2 years old. Now, how can you do that? Well, immediately the trolls jumped on, and not too far down the thread, they were accusing them of hating each other, cheating on each other. You know, they just say this stuff. Diseased people say this stuff. The algorithms that Chris is referring to, and he's right, they are there, are designed by Facebook to increase their revenues and steer people in their sick direction. That's really what it comes down to. That is really what it comes down to. And I don't know what you do with it, because there is a First Amendment entitlement to publication, but at some point when the hate speech gets so bad, these people have to police themselves. And I will say that Facebook and Twitter, to some extent anyway, are a lot better than they were when the Ruskies came in 2016 and spread a lot of hate, basically designed to steer people away from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump, because he was their guy. He was their agent. Donald Trump is a part of Russian intelligence. If he gets in, take us out of NATO, Ukraine will be butchered. If we're out of NATO, they'll go into Poland. Poland doesn't have nuclear weapons, and they occupied Poland in 1795. They held on to it to 1917, briefly lost it till the Nazis were beaten, and then they grabbed it again in 1945. They're entitled. They think they're entitled. We have to be in NATO. Well, Russia is evading sanctions already, and I frankly perfectly expect that if this lingers on, you'll have people even in Wall Street figure out ways to evade them. Here's what they're doing. Russia now just paid $650 million on a bond payment, a debt service payment, in rubles after the Treasury, our Treasury, blocked their use of dollars. That is a default. Anybody out there who's ever worked for a bank or a savings and loan or some kind of lending company knows there are default provisions that are baked in, and you can bake in whatever you want as long as two people agree to it. And in this one, these bondholders said, we want to be paid in dollars. Why do they want to be paid in dollars? Because rubles now are funny money. They're monopoly money. And so people aren't stupid. They say, we want to be paid in dollars. Russia just sent them $650 million in rubles instead of dollars. That's a default. What does that mean? They will claim that it's a technical default. Well, banks and investors don't have to mince words about what's a technical default. What we don't want is people giving the Ruskies a pass and saying, okay, we waive that provision. We waive that provision. Secondly, Russia has demanded that Europe pay for its energy in rubles. The contracts say they'll be paid in euros. Viktor Orban, the strong man in Turkey, he's a Putin ally in Hungary. And I said Turkey, I meant Hungary. I'm hungry for Turkey. I like Thanksgiving. In any event, we're talking Hungary. And this is a country that was invaded by the Ruskies in 1956 and butchered, and this clown, and he attacked Zelensky. He said Zelensky is his opponent. Viktor Orban is a Putin troll. He is bad news. And he said to the EU, screw you, we're going to pay them in rubles. They want to be paid in rubles. There's a lot of management of our alliances that's going on. I will say that Biden and Anthony Blinken are doing a good job managing that. I want them to do a lot better job getting planes and shore-to-ship missiles to Zelensky and not worrying so much about being stabbed in the back by the Republican Party, especially Trump, Hawley, and all these other characters. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844. 844-